Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Pumpkins smell like earth. They taste like a thousand orange rainbows. They look like a giant golden nugget. When young children get a little help from adults, these words have a very poetic ring. Without exception, young children have a poet hiding inside. Together, take a good look at the pumpkin they have picked out this year. Place a few sheets of paper on a table and draw and talk about their pumpkin's facial expressions and feelings. Carefully print their words on the paper. Remind them to look, smell, and touch inside and out. Encourage them to thump the pumpkin, too. If you asked a pumpkin a question, what would it say? Look up some jokes. Children can change them slightly and make up their own. Also practice similes, a comparison using like or as. For example, pumpkins are like puffed-up orange apples. Now read the words and phrases they have said and arrange them so they sound more fun, poetic, and musical. They can be used for cards with pictures for grandparents and cousins. As young authors, children discover the wonder of words through poetry, but this takes a little time. Poetic words paint pictures and stimulate the senses that children use to learn about their world. It is too late Halloween night when the focus is on candy and costumes. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.